Oh, yes, sir. Welcome to the King Me Pod. This is Brandon.
Yeah. Everything good, my brother. Everything good.
Come on, let's get it.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. You know I got to start off the right kind of way now.
Okay,
you know?
Start off. Let the people know who you are,
know
my
what
boy.
I'm saying? One, two, three. The devil's after me. Four, five, six. He keeps on throwing sticks. Seven, eight, nine. He misses every time. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, I love it, man. Every time you come with that introduction every time, man.
Come on.
Hey, letting people know who you is and we here. Hey, listen, y'all. This is the King Me Pod, man. We go have an episode every week on Thursdays on all podcast streaming platforms. And we're going to get with it, man. We're going to start the day off right. And we got my boy Scoop back on the mic. Man, that kind of rhyme a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Look at you got a little, you know, you got a little swagger since last time I been up here, man. What you got going on, man? And look at him for the people out there, man. I feel like I've been gone for about a good 2 years. It's only been about a month, weeks or so. But it feel like I've been gone so long. Like, you know, how y'all doing? How y'all been? What's going on? America, the nation, the country, everybody across that water. Talk to me.
Talk to him.
Come on, man. I'm back, baby. What are we doing? What are we doing? King me. It's the mother brand.
Yes, sir.
It's been
a little minute, man. What you been up to, though?
Like,
You said about a month. It been that long?
I think it has been about a month, brother. Like, for real though.
Yeah.
I think it really has been about a month since the last time I been behind this mic right here though.
So what's been going new? Where you at? Job, location? Well, you ain't gotta get a location, but how everything kind of coming
brother,
along?
Everything. You know what? If I complain right now, I'd be somewhat ungrateful right now.
Okay.
So therefore, I cannot complain about nothing that's going on right now, whether it be, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, ali, whatever ali going on right now. I cannot complain about nothing, brother. I'm grateful I'm here.
And now, like, having a spirit of gratefulness. Sound like you about to preach.
Man, I almost was about to do it, and then I looked at you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to remember where I was at, man. You feel me? Come on, man. What are we doing right now, Cherry?
Yeah.
You know, what are we doing? I feel good, man.
You look good. Look like you've been staying on point.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought when you walked through that door, I thought, you know, you was going to be a little chubby or something like that. Like last month.
Nah,
you know, actually, you walked through that door. Now you was a little chubby last month. Now,
yeah, I mean, I give you that though.
But you looking good, man. I gotta keep it.
I give you that one though. And you know what? And you know what? Like, I wouldn't expect nothing that's out of you though. Like to keep me on point, cause we, you know, ladies and gentlemen, like we have to get on each other like this right here. You know, especially
every time
me and my brother right here. Like, you know, especially like whenever we get on our stuff with the fitness, the weight loss, and the wellness journey, we have to keep each other on point. Like, you know, we know you got to talk a little trash to each other sometimes, just to, you know, just to make sure they're on point. But
what you know, them little jabs, you know what I'm saying? Them little side jabs.
Got to.
Them little side jabs will get you right.
Oh, yeah.
It'll straighten up your posture a little bit. You know what I mean?
They're going to touch you now. Understand me. They're going to touch you, but... You know, long story short, my brother, everything good, everything is fine, everything is well and dandy. I just feel good to be back.
Well, let me ask you a question. If everything wasn't good, would have you said it?
Absolutely not.
I didn't want to say you.
Absolutely not.
Either way, everything is going to be good anyway.
Absolutely not. So,
no matter the situation.
Exactly. So, you know.
Yeah, me and Cuban, we, you know what I'm saying, we've been holding the farts down, man. He couldn't make it. Actually, he's supposed to be in a location where I was supposed to be at.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? Supposed to be relaxing. The old lady, she said that she was tired, and she really was, though. You know what I'm saying? She worked a whole lot.
Respect.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Last week, and she was like, hey, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, we can do something simple, man. Head down there to the beach and then just kind of chill, but then everything kind of, it just took a turn. She ain't felt like doing that, so basically we end up grabbing something to eat and just chilling around the house, and relaxing.
And you know, though, sometimes that kind of all people be want sometimes, though.
Yeah, just to chill, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, let's, you know, I understand we got all these plans and carrying on, but let's just grab a little bite to eat and just relax. So, yeah. You know, we don't have to go an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours at the road or whatever just to get that comfort, just to get that relaxing feel or relaxing mode of, like, we could just chill out around the house and just, you know, and relax, my brother.
Yeah, so.
And relax, man.
So, yeah, that's basically all we kind of did today. Went to the gym and came back to the crib just to chill, grab something to eat. But last, you got a chance to listen to the last episode?
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I put a comment in our group and everything. Yeah. About, you know, how it flowed and everything. It was good. It was good.
That was a fire episode, man. And that's what one of the things that we said we really was supposed to talk about, like, trauma, stuff like that. And then it kind of went the direction where it needed to go. You know what I'm saying?
Right, gotcha.
You know, but today I really want to kind of start talking about that, about trauma. You know, everybody got, and when I say trauma, you know what I'm saying, like childhood trauma. It don't even have to be trauma. Some people, you know, when you think about trauma, something traumatic happened in your life that changed the trajectory of your life. You know what I'm saying? Now you look at life totally different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you got moments like that. But then you have moments in childhood when you was young that it don't necessarily have to be trauma, but it probably changed the way you look at things as an adult, you know what I'm saying, as you got older. Like, and when I think about this, in school, is when I was, I'm gonna give you a prime example, it ain't necessarily trauma, but what it is growing up, and excuse me, mom and dad, I ain't talking about y'all, man. I still think y'all did a phenomenal job, so I just gotta let that be known.
Shout out to mom and daddy for real, man. No, I'm talking about.
Cause you know they stay tuned too, and they be like, boy, why you got up on here and talking about such and such? But truthfully, even though I do have a whole lot of stuff probably to talk about, but this is positive. But then on the other side of things, what I realize is we didn't show a whole lot of affection in our household.
Come on, somebody.
And I don't know how you felt about affection or. Or in your household, did y'all show any affection, like love and like love your mama, or hugs and stuff like that? Cause we ain't got none of that.
you know what though, like for real, in the household, you know, I was raised with both parents in the house. You know, the whole family, you know, situation, whatever. Both parents, you know, all the children. Well, ain't number three of us though, but you know, the children in the house and you know, I would say I was raised. I came up damn good. Like they did a damn good job, whatever, man. So you know, I really don't have absolutely nothing to complain about. But far as like the love and affection, it was there. You know, but you know, of course, everybody don't be like, oh well, you know, when they send y'all to school, oh well, I love you, baby. Have a good day at school. This and third. Nah, we ain't did all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what I'm saying, I'm gonna keep it a 100 though. Like, we ain't did all that shit though. Like, you know, going out to school, this, that, and third, woo-woo. But as far as, you know, just saying I love yous and, you know, I care about you, you know, all that affection and stuff. I mean, it was there, but, you know.
Can you give me an example of what?
You were asked
that. Yeah, I want to know an example because I know you said that it was there, but it wasn't there. Give me an example of that.
And when I say that, like, they don't necessarily tell me all the time, like, you know, I love you, you know, like my dad, for example, okay, I love you, son, go have a good day type shit. Nah, we ain't doing all that. But, you know, he showed me in different ways, like showing me how to, you know, for example, be a man,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, fix things around the house type shit, and, you know, how to carry myself out there in the world and, you know, do certain things of that nature, whatever, man. So I tell some people that, you know, one thing about my dad or whatever, you know, he never really was a man of many words, so to speak, or whatever. Like he just showed that's his affection. Like he showed me how to do things. You know, like he was a you know, a jack of all trades for one. Like he did some of everything. Like, you know, my people either was on his side or my mama's side, like they called him for every damn thing. Like whether it's mechanical work, you know, handing stuff around the house or whatever they could think of, you know, they'll call my daddy first. You know, so he'll go in there and tighten them up real quick and then he'll get on through or whatever. But you know, that's kinda how he showed his affection, by showing me, you know, like, okay, son, like, you know, for instance, like, you know, and I didn't see it back then, like, truck driving. You know, he had his own business. He had, you know, a little car lot going on. He had, you know, a little spot right uptown, Lamar, auto mechanic shop going on and everything else. Like, he showed me, like, okay, son, you could do all these things here if you, you know what I'm saying, you stay down for a little bit, then you know what I'm saying, build up a little bit, this, that, and third. Like, you know, you can make all the shit here happen or whatever. And that's kind of how he went about things. And like I said, he more so showed me how to do things than versus, okay, son, let me tell you about this, that, and third. Woo-woo. Nah, he really did too much of that shit, bro.
I think, yeah. I mean, shout out to Pops too, man. From, you know, we always need men like that in our community, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I think everybody probably got, you know, a story like that. But going back to what you were saying, so growing up, that's you automatically knew that? Or you just, over time, you just, you know what I'm saying, recognize all these things as you became an adult and you look back and you seen that. But as a child, did you, at, you know, in that moment, you felt that way?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna fake though. Like, I didn't, all those signs I'm telling you now, like, okay, well, he showed me this and third.
Yeah.
Like, way back in the year, I didn't see anything because, for one, I wasn't into the things that he was into. For one. You know, like, all I want to do is, because I'm the only boy out of two older sisters or whatever, but, like, you know how you know, all the dads want their sons following their footsteps, so to speak. But that wasn't me growing up, for real. Like, I want, you know, like I said, I want to go play with the partners and everything, go play video games, go to the park, chill out, go ride a bicycle, and shit like that. But, you know, as far as what he was doing, like, I want to do something totally different, though. And then now, like I said, looking back in hindsight right now, you know, like, damn, like, and I just had this conversation with my sister probably about a month or two ago. Like, you know what? Like, my dad really, like, he really wasn't all about words or whatever, but he wanted to show me through action or what he, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the type of man to ask.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was, though. Like, he ain't, or something, let's talk, let's sit down and talk for a minute, or, you know, let's go for these long rides and talk, this, that, and third. No, from far as I can remember now, like, we ain't never did none of that shit right there. We ain't never did that type of stuff really, bro. But, you know, with my mom and everything, she was a, you know, she was more so, you know, the emotional one, like, okay, son, and this, that, and third.
You don't think nothing wrong with that, is it?
No, not at all, not at all.
Cause I ain't even gonna lie, I'm that type of father that my dad ain't never used to do that.
Do what?
Like, have conversation. He ain't used to. I used to think Pops ain't even like me for real, to be honest. I mean, Just being transparent about that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't really talk. And now as a man, as I, you know, the older I gotten, got my own kids, I kind of recognize the position that Pops was in, you know what I'm saying, with bills and just every, you know, just life in general.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you only, you know, as a kid, you don't, like I always say, you only see a small spectrum of what, you know what I'm saying, what's really going on because you're a kid, you know what I'm saying? You don't really see, you know, you ain't got no responsibility. You ain't got, only thing you got to do is, you know, how my dad say is go to school, come home, eat, wash, shit. And he always used to just say that, and then go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So as a kid, really, that really what it was though. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't get a chance to see all the, you know what I'm saying, all the things that he been concerned about, which affect how he communicate with his family. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, from, you know, just me looking at it, a lot of times as a father, not only being a father, but being a black man in America, you know what I'm saying? Some of the pressure, you know what I'm saying, that we carry. And that pressure is being excellent.
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
And that right there is a burden by itself. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see that, you know, growing up. So when I said that, I just really didn't thought Pops really, really liked me for real. And I really, really actually felt that, you know what I'm saying?
And that's actually tough for you to say though, you know?
Even though, cause my mind couldn't, you know what I'm saying, gather all the things that he had to be concerned about. Again, I was a child though, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
And I only seen one side of the spectrum of life, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I, you know what I'm saying, just being transparent about that.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course, brother.
But what I realized is because he didn't really, I mean, we had like times where, you know, he talked to us when something bad happened or something like that, but just sit there and talk like, son, let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me holler at you for a second. Yeah, we never really had that.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, because of that, which it affect my communication, this reason why I was saying that certain things that we kind of grew up on, it kind of affect the way we, you know what I'm saying, we be involved in relationships, having kids, and how we discipline our kids.
That's
and
true.
Stuff like that. So it's like, you good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
straighten up a little bit, but yeah, most definitely though, man. Like, and like I said, like far as my household, like and being affectionate, like, you know, we like I said, you know, every household is different, but you know, we ain't the type of family that sit around a dinner table at dinner time. We, you know what I'm saying, like pass the, you know what I'm saying, pass the taters and we ain't never did that shit, bro. Like we ain't doing all that with it, man. I don't know if that, you know, like kind of veer off what you're talking about, like affection and everything else, but you know, we you know, you get your little plate, go your separate ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Either go in your room or go in the living room or go, you know, go wherever and eat your little grocery, you know what I'm saying? You know, as far as like praying over your, I mean, we prayed over the food and everything else, man. But you know, as far as like all that, the other stuff, like we kind of was a real chill family though.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, like mama, if anything, you know, she, oh, I love you and this, that, and the third, and woo woo. And but sometimes she had to, you know, put the hammer down too, not at the same time, because you know what I'm saying, you know, my mom, she a little short thing, and she probably about 5 foot by the 120 easy.
And it looked like she had to get on your behind. Like you seemed like you was gonna do the opposite. What did she tell you?
But you know what though, I was the kind of kid. I was I was kind of mischievous. If you understand what I'm saying,
I got
like,
you.
I was really mischievous, man. Like, you know, like that's the kind of kid I was though, dog. Like, you know, I didn't want to do too much bad stuff because I already knew, you know, that it was, you know, what my parents was gonna do to me. But at the same time, I just want to, you know, test the waters a little bit, see see what happened. You know what I'm talking about? Just see what's going on. See if they really, they'll tap me up real quick. Yeah. But you know, I never want to get caught though.
Yeah.
You know, I never want to get caught, man. So but yeah. You know, like I said, I grew up real good. I ain't saying fake, like, I came up in the hood and, you know, mama, she was better. No, we ain't about to start that shit. They know. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, raised up real good and everything, real good family. The village was even better.
Yeah, you know y'all, what I'm got a, y'all got a good village, though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the village even better, man. So, you know, I can't complain about nothing. Yeah. But, you know, like, you know, that affection was definitely there. Like, you know, to this day, you know, it's, you know, family. You know, I just, even though, like, once you get older, you don't have that much family time. Like, you know, everybody you be, you know, if especially if you got siblings, you know, people, you know, you got your sister, your brother, they like about 2 hours away. Even if they right down the road, you know what I'm saying? In another little small town right beside you, yeah, you still better see them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, you just kind of value family time whenever you get it or whatever, man. And, you know, and, you know, especially when you have children, though. You know, when you have chilling, man, you know, you be tied up all week, mm-hmm. you know, and they have they little extra curricular activity going on during the week. And, you know, you got to make sure they straight before you, you know, busting the move or whatever, cutting the blocks and everything else, man. So, yeah that's what we're doing, though.
I think that's fire, though, man. I wish I can. And you know, if I look back at it, if I look back at my childhood, you know what I'm saying, it been like moments that, you know, and we had a lot of good moments, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, where I kind of look at it is some of the stuff that I end up dealing with growing up, you know what I'm saying, or seeing, I end up kind of, you know what I'm saying, seeing it in my adult life, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, to be, if you know, to be real about it. And so I guess for me is not saying that my parents knew, you know what I'm saying? It just, as an adult, you would love to recognize some of the things growing up. Yeah. You would love to recognize some of the things that you kind of experienced growing up. And seeing how it gonna affect your how it affect your life now and today, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, man, a lot of times we kind of miss those moments.
Yeah.
And some of the things that like we experienced growing up, you know, like we end up passing it down to our kids, and our kids affect it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose to me, like to having kids, is to be better than you. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of times people look at the aspect of being better as far as, you know, financial or everything else. But, you know what I'm saying? Like for instance, for me, you know what I'm saying? You know, creating a loving environment. You know what I'm saying? Creating a loving environment with my kids, having effective communication. Because let's be real, there's a lot of men out here don't know how to effectively communicate, you know what I'm saying, their feelings or their emotions and stuff like that.
Very true.
And so case in point, that, you know what I'm saying, after I kind of recognized growing up, you know what I'm saying, those are some of the things and areas that my father didn't do so well in, right? Mm-hmm. And so I end up, you know what I'm saying, for me, I recognize that as an adult, you know what I'm saying? And I recognize that I have problems communicating my feelings and where I'm at, my emotions and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And not only have, you know, and I recognize that through, you know what I'm saying, my wife trying to communicate with her and she having frustrations and stuff like that because I guess correctly communicate how I'm feeling, what's going on, because mm-hmm. I keep things in and kind of deal with it. And I know for the men's out there that feel like that's just how men do, no, that's what kids do. That was, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. if I ask my son, you know, what's going on with him, and he'll be like, he don't know, you know what I'm saying? So, and he's 12, so that's a child. That's a childlike thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But I ain't recognize that until like just being married and then not really communicating the way I need to. And so that's the reason why I say like certain things in the household that I experienced, not necessarily saying it was bad, but what it did was it just kind of kept me in the box, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And this podcast, man, we gonna, you know, we just diving deeper on things, peeling back the bandage, certain things that we kind of seen growing up, mm-hmm. and then breaking up that stigma. Because some things that we grow up, we grow up in, we actually thought was okay, was cool, you know what I'm saying? Then you get with a person, you know, you start dating somebody and then they recognize some of the things that you do. Nah, like that ain't right. Like you do this right here. Mm-hmm. And most of the time we're gonna feel some type of way. Lord knows, I'm gonna be honest with you. With me and my wife or whatnot, man, there's a lot of things that I done and just on the surface level is like communication that she gets so frustrated with, bro. Mm. And you know what I'm saying? So those are one of the, like at least one of the things that I recognize, not necessarily as a trauma, but what I recognize that I took from childhood into adult life, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And one thing I realized is doing that work, man, that self-work, you know what I'm saying? Doing self-work is when somebody calling you out, like for instance, I'll give you an example, like same example, like my communication, effectively communicating my feelings and where I'm at with everything. Mm-hmm. Like when somebody bring that to your attention, you know what I'm saying? And most of the time it be your circle or your loved ones that can tell you about yourself. Once they bring that to your attention, then that's when the work begin. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? What you got to do to even be, so you can, not saying perfect that, but you know what I'm saying? Just kind of, now that you know, now what you going to do about it. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right.
Because most of the time, people don't like for you to call them out and tell them about they tell you about yourself. Mm. And as men, like, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, sometimes we kind of push stuff off. And they be like, they don't know what they talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, some of that stuff, man, not everybody lying about you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's why I kind of recognize concerning myself just trying to be better. But, you know, now getting close to 40, I just.
Damn.
Yeah. No. Getting close to 40, man, I realize a lot of things about myself that I kind of. I still need work on perfecting, not beat myself up, but I like, damn, I you know, mm-hmm. and it's just a marathon, man.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? But I know I didn't see older people, right, in their 50s and 60s that you can look at and they still stuck in a certain mindset or a certain time period in their life, you know what I'm saying, that was real good. Mm-hmm. And they still stuck. Some people still stuck in the 80s and 90s. Those was the glory days of them, you know what I'm saying? But I always said, I got family members like that. I said, I ain't never want to be that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that person who just still stuck in a certain time zone. Yeah. And it it's good, you know what I'm saying? Hey, kudos to you. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want that to be me. And I just think the reason why they you know what I'm saying, I think my personal opinion, the reason why is they just didn't, you know what I'm saying, want nobody to tell them nothing or too afraid to admit certain things and just rather be kind of stuck just in a certain time zone. I didn't met people like that, man. Like, I just stuck as hell, yo.
Man. I mean, yeah, I've seen that too, man. I've seen that too. I know I had this I got this uncle. Well, actually, he passed years ago, or whatever. But he was older than my dad, or whatever. But anyway, he, you know, old head or whatever. But yeah, he originally from down here. Or whatever, then he moved to New York City and everything, man. He was a wild dude, man. He was a wild dude.
In what type of way? Like, he just...
Wild dude, like...
Oh, okay. Dang.
Yeah, he was a wild dude, man. Like, R.I.P. the aunt, man, but yeah. And then after I hear my aunt talk about him, like, yeah, he like I said, way back when, after he went to New York back in the 70s. It had to be 70 because I was born in the 80s or something. But so, yeah, he was like back in the 70s. He was, and, you know, all kind of stuff was getting introduced back then. Especially in Harlem. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that was Heron, ain't it?
Yeah, and, you know, the crack epidemic. Yeah. And I think crack was in the 80s, though. But, you know, all that, you know, yeah, all that stuff. All that stuff getting around out there, man. But, yeah. But anyway. My point is though, like one time I see him, we had to get Unk from the train station. Unk had like damn near 30 chains around his neck. He had all kind of jewelry on it, on his hands and shit, man. He was doing too much stuff.
Yeah.
But all the shit was like real tight. It like, you know, like
man, what are you talking? That was the thing back. Wait a minute.
I was saying not
that,
back then though.
Okay.
Not I don't think it was back
in
then.
In the 70s?
Like, yeah.
Well, when you seen him, it was in the
90s. Yeah, it's the 90s and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's 90s.
That was kinda in the 80s, ain't it?
I think it was, so like
I'm talking about what the chain.
If I ain't mistaken, like I said, it was real close up to him now. You know, I wasn't used to seeing. Because I guess in my era, we used to wait a long change and shit. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Yeah, we came around with the long change and shit. So it was like a little different for me. But anyway, my point though, like, you know, I think Unc was stuck back in the 70s though. I think that's what I'm getting at though.
Yeah.
Like he was stuck back in the 70s and then he had to move back down here or whatever. And, you know, he moved into my grandparents' house and tried to, you know, keep on the same activity. Basically, but like I said, anyway, I totally understand what you're
saying.
Man,
I get frustrated by that because I got an uncle like that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He keep getting locked up here and there. You know what I'm saying? And I used to kind of disrespect his mama, which is my grandma.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, man.
That's tough.
And I'm gonna tell you, boy, like the only thing I can, you know, men like that, that's the only thing I can say is they just ain't want to grow up, man. I don't know what happened. Of course, it's probably something happened, man. But some people could just be. Some people just need it as well, man.
Come on,
just to be honest about that, you know what I'm saying? Some cases, and I don't promote violence, but some people do need their ass whipped.
It just is what it is.
Facts. And so, you know. But yeah, man, I would say this, man.
Go ahead.
And
I think
we can probably go a little bit more deeper debt and, you know what I'm saying, generational.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I heard somebody say generational reoccurrence.
Mm-hmm.
Reoccurrence. So it's like, if for the people who don't know generational reoccurrence, it'd be something that somebody in your family do, like for instance, drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Drinking, you know what I'm saying? That always been your family. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Now you inherit it, and now guess what? Your child see it, and they probably gonna do the same thing.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Generational inheritance. And we're going to probably talk a little bit more of that, you know what I'm saying, on the next episode.
Mm-hmm. And since you're talking about generational, you know, I got baby girl in the studio with me today.
Yes, sir. Little Zoe.
Hey, before we came, you know, she asked me 1,000 questions before we came. I like, you know, she I told her yesterday, I like, all right, baby girl, we're going to. I got a surprise for you or something like that. That's what I told you. You know, and which this right here was a surprise.
Yeah, this was a surprise.
and she asked me, like, yo, daddy, what are we going to do? She asked me about 1,000 times. Like, baby, I don't even know. So yeah. I'm like, I said, look here. I told her about an hour or two ago. I'm like, well, we going to the studio and hang out for a little bit. I'm like, how you feeling? Like, what you mean? Like, kids going to be there? This and I'm like, baby girl, calm down. I'm not. Baby, come on, come on. Come on. Tell people your name real quick. Come on.
Come on, Zoe.
Come on. We waiting on you. Come on. Yeah, come on. You got to put your shades on too. Now, baby. Come on.
She said you doing too much, Dad.
I love it. It's the experience.
Hey,
come on.
He acting like his uncle.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Uncle
come on.
Came home from New York with 1,000 chains on. Do it too much.
How we do?
There we go. My name is Zoe, and I'm 8 years old.
She says she's dead, man. How old you been?
8 years old.
What grade you in?
Third.
This my baby girl right here. Man. I had to bring her through the studio with me today.
Yes, sir.
You know, shout out to baby girl. Oh yeah, you know I'm sorry. What else I tell you gonna do? Yeah, you got to say it. You got to say it. You got to say your little song. You got to say your little song.
Come on, come on, come on. I done told the people now. Come on, come on, come on, come on. No, come on. We're not talking about all that shy stuff now. Come on. Come on, come on. Do it real quick. And then you can sit back down. Go ahead. Hey y'all, she got this little
sing
song.
Sing with me.
I don't know the words yet.
Now you know.
No, I don't. Come on. Right, put your hand down. Put your hand down. Put your hand down. Let's go. Come on.
Okay. Stop looking at me now. Okay, I'm looking this way. Come no, because you're looking. No. I'm like, okay.
Come on, come on.
Cover up your ear.
Okay, go ahead. We come on. Right now. Go ahead.
That's not even coming up your ears.
Go ahead and sing the song, girl.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Zoe is back in the building. Let's go, let's go. Yeah. I love my family. Nobody can stop me. Some people and my friends are jealous of me. I don't care. I am going to be myself. So Jesus is still praying for me. They call me Z-O-E-Y, and a P stands for period.
Come on, man. Come on. Okay, stop, man.
Stop playing my baby, man. Look at y'all cut the chicks. Any kind of recollect about it that just heard that little bar just now, she for real. Y'all stop playing my baby. She's only 8 years old. Coming through with the come through. You know what I'm talking about? Come on, man. And somebody asked her earlier, Zoe P, why are you so fly? And guess what she said? What you say, baby? Come on, man. What are we doing? Oh, come on. Let's say the same. I want this last time. This last time. Somebody said, baby. Somebody said, Zoe, why you look so fly for? And what she say?
I said, because I get it from my dad. Ew.
what we doing, man?
Oh, bad.
What we doing right now, man? Come on, hey, that's my baby.
I ain't even gonna lie. I'm gonna tell yourself to kind of edit some of that stuff out now.
Come on, man.
I'm being real. Come on. Not with Zoe part now.
Come on, man.
No, not you. Not you, Zoe.
Come on, man.
But listen, man, I think we kind of went over our time. Listen, Zoe, love you, baby girl, man. Hey, that took a lot of courage, some courage to do that. Yeah,
that's you wanted.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So, I think that kind of conclude part of the show.
Okay.
My brother. You got anything?
Just stay groovy, ladies and gentlemen. Just stay groovy, man. And like I said, that just everything across the board. You know, whatever you're going through, whatever you got going on, just stay relaxed. It all gonna work out. In due time, it's gonna work out, y'all. But yeah, that's about it, brother.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's the end of the show.
Thank y'all for tapping in once again to the Kimi Podcast. Catch us every Thursday. This is none other than the Scoop Lover.
And this is Brandon. And we out.
And
yes, sir.